Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. Again, the Omer Eidem Mesira Karsi. That even though Reb Lezer Shita is Eidem Mesira Karsi, that what that the Iker Eidem are Eidem that are B'shas Mesira. So Rashi says the Yomah Chasima Saget Einim in a Torah. We don't care about so much what's written in the get, the Chasima Saget, the signing of the Eidem. You can't give over the get without Eidim Mesira. Because the Eidim that watch the giving over the get, those are the ones that make the creases. So therefore, we don't care if the get is given over on a piece of paper that could be erased. Because when they give over the get, it has to be given over in front of two Eidim. And these two Eidim read the get and they know what's in the get. So even if they'll come later to erase the get, the two Eidim that saw them giving over the get will remember what it's written inside it. So therefore, the get could be written even on something that you could erase later on. Because since the main part of the Eidim is the Eidim that see the giving over the get, and they read the get when it's given over, so then we don't care if he'll erase it later, because the Eidim will know what's doing. So that's the Chum saying in the Mishnah. The get is kosher even on these pieces of paper that could be erased, goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. But Enochnam, according to Rabbi Meir, that old Eidim Chasim Makarsi means that the Eidim signing in the Shtar, that means everything. In other words, the Shtar, the piece of paper itself, has to always tell us the truth. We always have to make sure nothing can be changed in the Shtar itself. Then it has to only be written on something that you can't erase. Because something that you could erase, we're afraid you'll erase it later and we won't see the good for the Shtar. So that's what our Mishnah Chum says, it's kosher even by these pieces of paper that you could erase, goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that owes Eidim Mesira Karsi. So since Eidim have to be there, B'shashi give over the get, and they have to read the get, they know what's inside the get, we're not afraid later they'll come to erase it. Now, V'yom Rabbi Lezer Blazer says, Lehichshu Rabbi Lezer El Yalter, only if he gave over the get right away. Rashi says to me, V'yosu Lebezdin B'yom Shanim Salo, Le'yadiyya Shi Gerusha, V'yitiru Linosei. In other words, as soon as the get is given over to her, right away she comes to Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskin, she's a Megreshes, she has the right to get to remarry. Because Bezdin right now knows the get was just given over, so they know from the Eidim Mesira exactly what was said in the get, they know it's kosher. Avu Mikana the Sor Yavim Loi, for if she's going to wait now for 10 days to get a heter from Bezdin to remarry, Loi. Now, is she first going to come in 10 days around now to Bezdin to get a heter to remarry? Now, the husband gave her the get 10 days ago. True, in front of two Eidim. But usually what you have to do is after you receive a get, she has to go to Bezdin and get a heter to remarry. So if she waits 10 days to get a heter, then we're afraid that maybe, since according to Reb Lezer, we don't care how the get was written, even on a piece of paper that could be erased. So you first come to Bezdin, 10 days later, we're afraid maybe they erased part of the conditions, and the Eidim are not around right now, maybe they forgot about it, so therefore we're afraid. Rashi says, Ukvashachu Eidim, in 10 days around, we're afraid maybe the Eidim forgot what happened, therefore the get is possible. That's what Reb Lezer says. Reb Yechon says, no, Afilu Mikada Asori Yomim, no, even for now, in 10 days also it's kosher. Because even if there were conditions written in the get, if we're not going to be afraid that she went and erased it later on, because like we said before, the svar is there were Eidim Mesira there at the time when they gave over the get. Eidim were there and saw the get and know exactly what's written inside it, and we're not afraid that in a short time like this, in 10 days around, the Eidim are going to forget what was written in the get. So for sure, the Eidim still remember what's written in the get, and therefore the get is kosher. Another halacha, the Yomer Reb Lozer, that Lehichshu Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Lezer Shita of Eidim Mesira, only says the get is kosher, Ela Begitin. When does he say a get is kosher if it's written on a piece of paper that could be erased? And the main thing is with Seimach on the Eidim Mesira, that's only by Gitei Noshim. Because there it's not meant to collect money with, the main thing it's meant is to make the Chalais get, therefore with Seimach on this piece of a paper. Avo B'shtashar Shtaris, but by other shtaris loy, then he agrees you cannot write a shtar on a piece of paper that you could have it erased. Because there the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Unosata Meklicheris, Laman Yamdu Yom Rabin. He told them, go write up shtaris. In order to have it for a long time, you'll have your deeds of your property that you know exactly who belongs to who.
and who belongs to what belongs to who. So Kitzi told him, write up shtaris that you'll have it for a long time. So you see, other shtaris have to be that for a long time from now we'll be able to look inside the shtar and remember the facts. So therefore the get or the shtar cannot be written on a piece of paper that you can erase it, because we're afraid that maybe you'll erase the facts. So when does Reb Elazar say Yisamech on Eidim Misira? Not so much the shtar, that's only by Gittin, that it's not meant so much to collect money with later on. The main thing is right now to give her head to get married. So Bezdin does it right away. Rashi says, V'shuv ein etzrichel leget, t'chiv ben shehutru Bezdin, yezichem v'kol adavra. The main thing is when a lady gets a get, right away she goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin paskins and gives her a heter, and everybody knows about that, that has a curl, so nobody will forget that she has a heter to remarry. Avo shtaris, Rashi says, the kaimel gevina. What do you do with a regular shtaris, like a note, that he owes you money? You're going to use it eventually to collect the money with. So then we want to make sure that just looking at the shtar will remind us the true facts. It has to only be written on a piece of paper that cannot be erased. That's what Reb Elazar wanted to say. But again, Reb Yechonon Nagzev, Reb Yechonon Omar, no. Afilu b'shtaris. Even by shtar shtaris, Reb Elazar says still, the shtar can be written on a regular piece of paper. And again, since it's given over in front of Eidim Misira, so Eidim Misira will always remember. So with the shtar, with the Eidim Misira together, still is good. Like Rashi says, the Kaimel Gvaino. No, he doesn't explain this here. For the more that Kashan Rabbi Yechon Ayvok, Siv, the Pasuk says, Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabim. Hi, the Pasuk in Yemiyo says, when you write a shtar, it should be there for a proof for a long time. So, Chura, if you write on a piece of paper that could be erased, and a long time from now there can't be any proof, we have to be afraid maybe you erased what was written on the shtar, and people forgot about it right now. So, how could you say it is a good shtar? So, Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yechon says, Hosam Eitza Toiba Kamashmon. Over there, Yirmiyo Anovi was giving the people good advice. He was telling them, if you want to be smart and you want to have a good proof to know your deeds, exactly what belongs to you, write up a shtar on a good piece of paper that can't be erased, that you'll have the proof for a long time. But not that that's halacha, every shtar has to be that way. According to Reb Elazar, shtar could be kosher even though it could be erased later. Because with Samech HaNeidim Misira, just Yirmiyo HaNavi was telling them a good advice, so go ahead and write yourself an extra special type of a shtar. But according to Reb Elazar, you do not need this type of a shtar. According to Reb Elazar, any shtar is kosher. Mishnah says like this, HaKil Kisherim Lichtaves Aget. Anybody could go and write up a get. Afilu Cheresh, a deaf and dumb person, Shaita, the cotton is not an ish. The moral of the kasha is, how could that be? We have to have a ksibu lishma. How could a cotton make a lishma? The Mishnah says, Vaito Isha Kaisebas as Gita. An Isha is allowed to write up her own get even. For Isha and the man, Kaiseb as Shaivroi. When he pays up the ksuba, so usually the wife gives him back a receipt, the man himself has the right to write up the receipt himself. Shein Kiyam Aget Elu B'Chaisamav. The Mishnah says, what's the reason? How come the Isha could write up the get? Because the main part of the get is the chasima, is the signing of the get. So this will go according to Rameyah Shita that holds Eid Chasima Karsi, that the main thing of a shtar of a get is the Eidim. So the main thing is that the Eidim signed. So first thing we're asked to Kasha, I've Olav B'nei Deyaninu. How could you tell me that a Cheresh, Shaita V'Kotin, could write a get, they don't have any das? So Rashi says, Lo Yadi Lichtav L'Shmo. There's a loch, you have to write a get l'shmo. A cotton, a shaita, cherish, does not know what it means to write the get l'shmo. They're writing it for this person, for that person, they don't know. So how could the Mishnah say, HaKol K'sherim? Some Rav Huna says, Rusha Yegodol